It's been a scorcher of a summer with high temps and hot breezes, not much rain in sight. That is until just about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Larry Hopper is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says hail up to a penny size and rain swept the valley. The highest amount of rainfall recorded was 1.72 inches in northwest Phoenix.
And then there were those winds. Sky Harbor Airport recorded wind gusts of 71 miles per hour, but it was a city to the east that clocked the most impressive stat.
The strongest wind gusts we had in the entire south central Arizona region was actually 80 miles per hour, just 6 miles north of Florence.
And with wind comes wind damage. SRP says customers in Apache Junction and Mesa were hit hardest. Jeff Lane is a spokesman for the utility. He says there are 26 different locations where either poles or lines are down, mostly in the East Valley.
At the height of the storm in late afternoon yesterday, we had about 66,000 customers without power. Right now, this morning, crews have been working all night, and we've got that back to about 9,600 customers that are without power. So they've made a lot of progress. Still some work to go.
To help customers deal with the heat and humidity while the power is out, SRP has been distributing free bags of ice to customers.
We had it open in two locations in the East Valley last night. Quite a few customers were able to go there and get free bags of ice. And this morning we're going to be opening up one of those locations at the QT gas station at 1141 Chrisman Road in Mesa.
In the city of Phoenix, officials say emergency crews responded to several different kinds of calls. There was one water rescue, the light rail briefly lost power, and there was some flooding in Levine. One apartment complex even had its roof blown off, and the debris hit a man in the parking lot who was observing the storm. He was taken to the hospital.
In Apache Junction, about 2,000 customers are still without power as of 8 o'clock this morning. Al Bravo is a spokesman for the city, says many people have stepped up to help.
You know, really does work in our favor because we are so close-knit out here. It's kind of funny to be part of the big metro area but still be in a little bit of a rural community that way. So we're really lucky about that.
Bravo says they only got about a quarter of an inch of rain in the city this time around, but he says Apache Junction has a lot of washes, and that can pose a problem as we see more rain this season.
And we ask people to make sure they take debris out of the washes that are going through their homes and things like that to try to do our best to mitigate the damage when that happens.
Across the valley today, crews are cleaning up fallen tree branches and other debris. Larry Hooper at the National Weather Service says it's important while clearing debris on the ground to keep an eye on the skies.
For the rest of the week, we basically have a chance of showers and thunderstorms each day. But right now, it looks like the best chances for stronger storms with potential for very strong wind gusts and heavy rainfall looks to be Wednesday and Saturday. But essentially every day this week, we have the chance for showers and thunderstorms even right now.
In the meantime, Hopper says look for temperatures to hover below normal. That's below the century mark for those of you counting. And there'll be something in the air Arizonans aren't always used to.
Well, of course, humidity is going to be pretty high across the region, so it's going to be a lot more sticky out there than it usually is for Phoenix.
But we should, of course, all know by now, monsoon season can be a sticky situation, rain or shine.